The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوهُ بِلِيهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you're listening to. Today, we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Tonight, inshallah, I want to speak a little bit about the Holy Prophet. Who is the one that knows him the best? None other than Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. So there's no doubt that one place at least that we can go to learn about the Holy Prophet is to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Three things I want to talk about, inshallah, from Nahj al-Balagha. The Prophet's origins in Nahj al-Balagha. In Farsi, we have a saying, Sali kenikust as baharash peydast. Yes, you can tell the year is going to be a good year from the spring. If the spring is good, it's just a Farsi saying. It might not always be true because COVID taught us otherwise, right? But you can tell a year is good from the beginning of it, the way things start, right? So the origins of the Holy Prophet. When you look at the origins of the Holy Prophet, you're like, okay, you can tell there's something special going on. But Ali tells us of those origins. That's one thing we want to talk about. All right, let's go. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Prophet's origins in Nahj al-Balagha. Sermon number 94. فَاسْتَوْدَعَهُمْ فِي أَفْضَلِ مُسْتَوْدَعَ وَأَقَرَّهُمْ فِي خَيْرِ مُسْتَقَرَ. The Imam, he says, Allah kept the prophets in deposit, in the best place of deposit, before they were born, or when they were being born, and made them stay in the best place of stay. He moved them in succession from distinguished forefathers to chaste wombs. I'll talk about this later. Whenever a predecessor from among them died, the follower, the one that came after, the one who succeeded, stood up for the cause of the religion of Allah. Okay, so he's talking about the prophets in general, correct? So this applies to our prophet too, yes. But then he makes it a point to speak about the prophet in particular. Ali makes a point. He goes on, حَتَّى أَفْضَتْ كَرَامَةُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ فَأَخْرَجَهُ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْمَعَادِنِ مَنْبِتًا وَأَعَزِّ الْأُلُومَاتِ مَغْرِسًا. And he goes on. Until this distinction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorified, reached Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and his descendants, Allah brought him out from the most distinguished sources of origin and the most honorable places of planting. Planting, you plant a seed?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can plant a seed in a fertile ground, sometimes in a barren ground. I've seen it. In the land of Shamat and in Lebanon and Syria and those places, if you go, you'll see some places that the dirt and soil is like almost black. That's how rich it is. Anything you plant in there, even if you stand there for 5 minutes, something's going to probably grow out of you. You know, that's how fertile it is. And then there are some places like where we're living, or even worse, other places where no matter what you do, you can't grow a single plant, right? Here, he actually says a planting area to really illustrate for us that Allah is actually doing some work here, planting something and trying to yield fruit and result from it. All right, so he says, the most honorable places of planting, namely from the same lineal tree from which he brought forth other prophets. Now we know why he called it the planting, because there's a tree, a lineage that goes back to who? Goes back to previous prophets. From which he selected his trustees. Muhammad's descendants are the best descendants, his kinsmen the best of kin, and his lineal tree the best of trees. It grew in esteem and rose in distinction. It has tall branches and unreachable fruits. Yeah. If you've gone to these orchards, sometimes you're picking the fruit, you see those big fat cherries at the top. They're big fat cherries at the top because no one else could reach them. You can't either. That's why they're still there intact. Right? These descendants of the Holy Prophet, also they're the fruit. Imam Ali Nahj al-Balagha, he refers to himself as the fruit of the tree. You know when? Saqifa. when they said that the first and second Khalifa are from Quraysh and that the bay'ah should be given to them, they argued with what? With the tree of Quraysh. What does Imam Ali say? He says, "Ihtajju bil shajara wa adaa'u thamara." They argued with the tree. They made an argument with the tree, which is Quraysh. But wait a minute, there is a fruit at the top of this tree that you all cannot reach. And that is at the thamara of this tree, which was the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And so adaa'u al-thamara, they forgot the fruit of the tree. They lost the fruit of the tree. Yes, there is a tree with fruit. And this fruit is not attainable for everybody. I can't say like, I want to be one of those fruits. I want to be one of those fruits. No. These are unreachable fruits. Unreachable, I would say, in the sense of you can't be one of them. You can make the most of that fruit, but you can't be one of them. It's unattainable. Isma and infallibility, in that sense, we believe, is something that Allah blesses certain individuals with. So here the Imam is making a point that yes, the family tree, the lineage plays a role. Does it play the entire role? Well, let me make that disclaimer right now. No, it doesn't. You know why? What's the best example of a Hashemite who is going to be in Jahannam for sure because the Quran said so? Who's that? Abu Lahab. The uncle of the Prophet. Uncle of the Prophet. Brother of Abdullah. Brother of Abbas. This individual is a Hashemite. He's from the Bani Hashim. Did being from the Bani Hashim help him? No. Why? Because the Quran said so. I mean, if you're going to have a surah of the Quran named after you, make sure it's in a positive way, not in a negative one. You know? Hey people, my name's in the Quran. Yeah, but look what it's saying about you. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. May your hands be cut. And your wife. Both of y'all going to hell. So lineage doesn't always play a role, but for sure it's part of the reason why people like this, you will not have a tree of mushrikeen and then all of a sudden a prophet emerged. We're not saying that everyone's going to go to Jahannam if they come from a certain tree. Let's get this right. But those chosen elite individuals that are going to be prophets, usually, if not always, let me correct that, always when you look at the tree, you will find they come from a tree of Tawheed, to the point that mainstream Shia believes that when Prophet Ibrahim in the Quran says, "My father, oh Allah, forgive my father for his shirk," that wasn't his actual biological father. That was the man that raised him. But it wasn't his actual biological father. Yes, so this is a mainstream Shia belief that yes, if you want one of these awliyaullah, they will come as a result of that tree. But yes, lineage will not do all the work for you. قَالَ وَمِن دُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Prophet Ibrahim, in the Quran, when he is made an imam after he was already prophet for God knows how long, he sees how awesome this position is of imamah that he has now. He says, "Oh Allah, for my descendants, I wish this for my descendants. لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. There are going to be some of your descendants who have committed sins in their life. It won't reach them. But they're my lineage." Lineage doesn't do all the work for you. But yes, you got to have that at least and other things. And so this is why they say that كُتِبَ لِلنَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ 500 أُمَّنْ فَمَا وُجِدَتْ فِيهِنَّ سِفَاحًا وَلَا شَيْئًا مِمَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. That they wrote down the ancestors of the Holy Prophet from his mother's side all the way up. And here it says 500. I'm guessing it's just, you know, to show that as many as there were, they looked through all of these names. They did not find one unchaste woman amongst these women. And anything of jahiliyyah that would taint a woman back then, they didn't find any signs of that. So these are his origins, brothers and sisters, according to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matim. قيوم رب.
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.